In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My song is love unknown. O sacred head now wounded. For most of us, these are familiar phrases, hymn titles that call to mind further words and a familiar melody. That's how it would have been for many of those congregated at the place of the skull nearly 2,000 years ago when they heard Jesus cry out with a loud voice, Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani. Jesus was speaking in Aramaic, the language he heard at his mother's breast, the language in which he called Joseph Abba, that is, Daddy. It was the form of Hebrew spoken in Jesus' day, the language in which pious believers memorized and prayed their hymnal, the Psalms. Eloi, Eloi, lema sabachthani are the first four words of Psalm 22, a psalm of David. Mark, and Matthew as well, record only those four words of the psalm. But Jesus may have continued with the rest of it as well. It would have been fitting. My God, why have you forsaken me? David wrote. Why are you so far from saving me from the words of my groaning? For I am a worm and not a man, scorned by mankind and despised by the people. All who see me mock me. They make mouths at me. They wag their head. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. Dogs encompass me. A company of evildoers encircles me. They have pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They stare and gloat over me. They divide my garments among them. And for my clothing, they cast lots. We don't know what circumstances prompted King David to compose this psalm with these words and images. But it certainly is a prayer that fits precisely the circumstances Jesus, great David's greater son, experienced as he hung dying at Golgotha. There, in the darkness, for the first time in his eternal existence, God's Son, his only Son whom he loved, was forsaken by his Father. During those hours, Jesus endured the emptiness and aloneness of hell. He was completely deprived of the Lord's gracious presence and of every good gift and every perfect gift that comes from him. My God, he cried, why have you forsaken me? The sense of that question is one with which many of you have more than a passing familiarity. In suffering, or tragedy, or bereavement, it can seem as if God has turned his back on you. The blessing of a loved one, of health, of home and family. When any of these are suddenly taken away, it can seem as if God himself has turned against you. In Jesus' case, this was true. He was forsaken by God. Why? The answer is sin. Your sin. my sin, indeed the sin of the world. This is the heart of Jesus' work of redemption. Theologians call it vicarious satisfaction, propitiation by his blood, substitutionary atonement. However you label it, the point is that Jesus took your place, assumed responsibility for your sin, and received the full punishment it had earned. As St. Peter writes, Jesus himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. By his wounds you have been healed. St. Paul expresses the wonderful truth this way. For our sake, God made him, that is Jesus, made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. There, on the cross, Jesus was bearing your griefs and carrying your sorrows, and therefore experienced the full measure of God's righteous wrath for every sin that had been or would be committed, from the first sin of Adam and Eve in the garden all the way up to and including the last sin that will be committed before Jesus comes again. This is how Jesus, as the Lamb of God, has taken away the sin of the world. And because Jesus was forsaken by God for your sin, God no longer has any reason to forsake you. The world may consider you as a sheep to be slaughtered. Great hardship and sorrow and tribulation may come to you. The earth may give way around you and the mountains be moved into the heart of the sea. At times, in fear and alarm, you may well echo your Savior in asking, why? But however difficult things may become, this one thing is certain: God will not forsake you. You can be absolutely sure of this. You have his word on it. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. The poet captured the hope and comfort this certainty brings well when he wrote, "What God ordains is always good. This truth remains unshaken. Though sorrow, need, or death be mine, I shall not be forsaken. I fear no harm, for with his arm he shall embrace and shield me. So to my God I yield me." God grant you this faith for Jesus' sake. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord, to life everlasting. Amen.